WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's Noon News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 58 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The family of O.J. Simpson announcing he died yesterday after a battle with prostate cancer. The football great was also acquitted in the murder trial of his ex-wife and her friend Ron Goldman 3 decades ago. Here's ABC's Rena Roy.
Charged with both murders, Simpson's 9-month murder trial was broadcast to millions.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
2 years later, sued in civil court by the parents of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, the verdict went the other way. Simpson was found liable for the deaths. His assets were seized and he was ordered to pay $33.5 million in restitution to both victims' families.
Simpson was 76. A U.S. top army general in Israel for meetings after the U.S. warned that Israel could face a possible attack by Iranian proxies. President Biden holding talks today with Japan's prime minister and leader of the Philippines. This is ABC News. President Biden says he is considering dropping the case against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, currently being held in Britain pending possible extradition to the U.S.
Reacting to the remarks, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
This is an encouraging statement from President Biden. I have said that we have raised on behalf of Mr. Assange Australia's national interests that enough is enough, that this needs to be brought to a conclusion.
For years, Australia has called on the U.S. to drop its case against the WikiLeaks founder, who's an Australian citizen. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Assange is facing espionage charges in the U.S. for acquiring and publishing classified documents. A new crackdown on porch pirates. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing a bill making it a felony to steal packages worth more than $40. In New York City, the mayor is installing lockers on sidewalks for safer package deliveries. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Krogan's Do It Best Store and Rented Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, and Dairy Hardware. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 58 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers increasing this afternoon, possibly a few rumbles of thunder with a high of 63. Tonight, scattered showers ending around midnight, breezy with partial clearing late, a low of 42. And Friday, gradual clearing, breezy and seasonal with a high of 59. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 41, it's 58 degrees.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. BL Signs strives to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. Whether you are a small business, large business, or anything in between, they will help you with all your signage needs. BL Signs, 647-01.
Good oral health will lead to better health overall, so it's important not only to brush twice a day and floss regularly, but to see your dentist on a regular basis. Village Family Dental has a full-time certified orthodontist. Village Family Dental invites you to make an appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic examination. By keeping your mouth healthy, you'll prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream, which leads to a number of other medical complications. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics, Spring Green.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Longtime Supreme Court Justice and Richland Center native Ann Walsh Bradley announced today she will not seek another term on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. In her announcement, she states, "My decision has not come lightly. It is made after careful consideration and reflection. I know I can do the job and do it well. I know I can win re-election should I run, but it's just time to pass the torch, bring fresh perspectives to the court." Governor Tony Evers released the following statement regarding Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's announcement today. A former educator and one of the first women elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, the Honorable Justice Ann Walsh Bradley is a trailblazer who has always been dedicated to supporting women in the law and on the bench across Wisconsin. Her commitment to justice, being an independent and fair jurist, and upholding the rule of law has rightfully earned her the respect of her colleagues, folks across our state, and across the political spectrum. He adds, "Justice Bradley's decades of law experience and institutional knowledge as the most tenured justice currently serving on the court have been critical in steadily guiding the court through significant changes and challenging times, most especially over the last decade. She will leave an important role to fill to ensure our court maintains the integrity and honor Justice Bradley has spent much of her career working to protect and preserve." Justice Ann Walsh Bradley will fill her term until July 2025. The election to fill her seat will take place next April. Students in the DeSoto School District were under a shelter-in-place yesterday afternoon following threatening emails. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the department had patrol cars at each school investigating the validity of the threat situation. The school district was placed on a shelter-in-place order out of an abundance of caution. Parents were notified that students would remain in the building until they were released by the Sheriff's Department. Torgerson stated that law enforcement remained present while all students were safely released later than normal. Law enforcement also thoroughly checked each of DeSoto's three campuses. The investigation into the email threat continues and involves local, state, and federal agencies. It was reported that other schools in the state also received emails of this nature. Election results for the Richland County Board of Supervisors remain unofficial. The Richland County Board of Canvassers met Tuesday at the Richland County Courthouse for the purpose of canvassing the April 2nd spring election results. In the contested race for Richland County Board in District 8 between incumbent Gary Manning and challenger Cheryl Dull, it was confirmed that Manning received 90 votes while Dull received 89. In District 7, official write-in candidate Elaine Hendricks received 5 votes. In District 9, official write-in candidate Mark Gill received 10 votes. Due to the close races, candidates have until 5 o'clock Friday evening to file for a recount with the Richland County Clerk's Office. 2 districts had no one on the ballot and no official write-ins. They were Districts 12 and 20. County Clerk Derek Kalish is waiting to hear if the top vote-getters are interested in serving on the board. The most recent drought monitor shows slight improvements overall in the state, particularly in northwestern and east central Wisconsin. Southern La Crosse County and areas generally south of I-90 are still in drought, with severe drought centered around the lower Driftless area north of I-90 is still considered abnormally dry. Richland County is still in severe to moderate drought condition. Overall, only a quarter of the state is considered in drought, down from about 80% 6 months ago. A building that is over 100 years old is in the process of being demolished. Viroqua's former City Hall is being taken down to provide better sight lines for drivers at the intersection where every major highway that comes through Viroqua meets. U.S. Highway 14 and 61 and Estate Highways 27, 82, and 56. The 107-year-old building was originally a bank before becoming City Hall. Viroqua built a new City Hall a couple of years ago next door. There are no current plans to develop the space where the building is being removed. A recall effort against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss failed to gather enough petition signatures. Wisconsin Elections Commission staff determined petitions turned in last month lacked enough signatures from either the 63rd district where Voss was elected 2 years ago or the newly drawn 33rd district in which he now resides. The Elections Commission is likely to reject the petitions when it meets this evening. Voss has been vocal about the effort, calling organizers out of touch with reality and morons. Organizers don't plan to appeal the findings and are focusing instead on a second recall effort. Wisconsin is well positioned to implement new enforceable standards on several forever chemicals from the Environmental Protection Agency. Adam DeWeese, chief of the DNR's Public Water Supply Section, said in Wisconsin implemented state standards in 2022. He believes the state is in pretty good shape in terms of understanding the situation and moving forward. About 2,000 of Wisconsin's roughly 11,500 public water systems will be affected by the new federal standards. EPA also announced $21 billion to address PFOA and PFOS contamination nationwide. City leaders put the sun in Sun Prairie Wednesday with the announcement of achieving the platinum designation from SoulSmart. The designation is in recognition of the city's efforts in reducing barriers to solar energy. Wednesday morning's press conference with speakers from Sun Prairie and Dane County focused on the collaborative efforts to make solar power more accessible. The designation also comes with the potential to attract future residents of Sun Prairie in the same way similar awards do. Kathy Koontz, director of Dane County Office of Energy and Climate Change, spoke to News 3 Now about how Sun Prairie worked with the county to get their municipalities on board with renewables. 3 others, including the City of Middleton, Village of Mount Hope, and Village of McFarland, are now in the process of working towards their own SoulSmart designations. A judge in Wisconsin is hearing testimony to help determine whether a woman should be released from a psychiatric center a decade after she nearly killed a girl at age 12. Two psychologists say Morgan Geiser isn't ready yet. Geiser is now 21 years old. She told authorities that she repeatedly stabbed a classmate to please the online horror character Slender Man in 2014. The victim survived. An accomplice was released from Winnebago Mental Health Institute in 2021. Psychologist Brooke Lundbohm told the judge that Geiser now denies ever having psychotic symptoms. Lundbohm says that doesn't line up with her care. Elijah Vu wasn't abducted, and he didn't walk away from his home. Police in Two Rivers say there's no evidence to support either of those claims as the search for the missing 3-year-old continues. The police chief says they've gone over 10,000 video clips, searched across Manitowoc County, and investigated over 1,500 tips received. They've been searching for the child since February 20th. The last known place he was seen was at his mother's boyfriend's apartment. They're limiting pepper spray restraints and strip searches at Wisconsin's youth prisons. Deputy Corrections Secretary Jared Hoy tells a state Senate committee that staff is now using better methods.
It's well documented that human beings are fundamentally more likely to change their behaviors when they make a choice to do so on their own rather than using persuasion tactics, force, coercion, or punishment.
It's part of a court settlement 6 years ago after a scathing review of the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools. Hoy tells a state Senate committee that's not all.
Staff morale was exceptionally good overall at the time of the visit. A review of video over the reporting period showed staff regularly engaging with youth. Staff were extremely friendly from the moment you walked through the door.
New rules on a trial basis at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools since February could become permanent this year. A deadlocked race for a Rock County board seat was settled with a red solo cup. Canvassing earlier this week showed a 190-190 tie on April 2nd between Lori Marshall and Brandon Buchanan. County Clerk Lisa Tollefson said the winning name was drawn from the familiar red cup. State election law requires that in a tie between candidates, a winner be chosen at random. In this case, it was Marshall. Tollefson says Buchanan's seeking a recount, but she thinks the tie vote will hold. It's 59 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1217. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's 59 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. Time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Intimate incidents of pioneer life in Richland County, the making of maple syrup. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to WisconsinHistory.org, in their Records of Newspaper section, BA12118, as it appeared in the Richland Center Democrat, April 9th, 1924, by the Rambler, and this is part 5 of a 5-part series, In the four preceding articles, I've discussed the methods of feeding, housing, clothing, farming. And we now come to another industry. It was quite general in the early days, and in fact, it continued to be a regular seasonal industry with many Richland County farmers up to the present day. Maple sugar making was a matter of considerable importance to the early settlers, as it meant a supply of sweets, not as a luxury, but for the general usage. Richland County was rich in hard or sugar maple forests, and if the farmer did not have a sugar bush on his own farm, there were still thousands of acres of unoccupied land that he could go to, select one conventionally, and locate there as possible. During the winter, the necessary preparations were made. Sap troughs and spouts, or what they called spiles, as they were then known, prepared them for what would draw near. The snow was cleared from around the shed and kettle and everything taken to the location so that operations could begin as they started with the sap beginning to flow. Maple sugar and syrup were made to supply the family's needs for the year. I well remember a basswood chest of considerable size, which was filled with soft sugar, besides making up a lot of cakes and filling sundry kegs and jars with that syrup. Store sugar was but little used, and it was brown, or New Orleans sugar, as they called it back then, which came in huge hog sheds. The country, the merchants, usually had a sugar mill to run it through and improve it, as its appearance was important. As soon as thawing days and freezing nights came in early spring, the entire family was forced to find the sugar bush. Now, in few remaining localities, there were maple sugar where it was made. You'll find the exasperated pans and other modern applicants to make the work easier and more expeditious, and the sugar and syrup lighter in color. Then a huge iron kettle was used, holding 15 or 20 gallons, as it was hung on a big tripod to set up with stones, circle stones as they were laid out, and inside this circle the fire was built. The sap troughs were made from seasoned basswood logs, hollowed with an axe and a chisel. Quite often, when not doing duty as sap troughs, they were used as cradles for the constantly arriving babies. I was there rocked in one when I was young, at least that's what I was told. The sap was carried from the trees in pails slung over each other, and a yoke was used for the resting across your shoulders. They then poured it into the kettles, kept it boiling, and the sap constantly added as it evaporated until the kettle was full of syrup. The syrup was then dipped out, cooled, made into sugar, soft or hard, according to its consistency, and some of it was left enough to be used as a syrup. It was rather dark in color, but it was pure stuff. Sugar making was a busy time for every member of the family, and it meant several days were spent in the sugar bush from early morning until late in the evening, and sometimes when the sap was running strong, even into the night. It was a time that everyone looked forward to eagerly, children and young folks especially, because they were full of interest and adventure. When the sugaring off was done, the maple wax and sugar cakes were being made. What a joyous time it was. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering Hugo Bock of Richland City.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
To help encourage everyone to be prepared for tornadoes, thunderstorms, and flooding, Wisconsin is observing Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week. As part of the observance, statewide tornado drills will be held today. The drills will take place at 1:45 and 6:45, offering an opportunity to practice your tornado sheltering plans. During the drill times, Wisconsin's National Weather Service offices will conduct NOAA weather radio test that can be heard if you are actively listening to those devices or have one programmed to activate on test alerts. Here at WRCO and WRCE, we will also be participating. Some communities may also choose to test their outdoor warning sirens during the drill times. Check with local emergency management offices for information on siren testing schedules. If there is a threat of severe weather today, the statewide drills will be postponed until tomorrow. Tax day is coming up. Some people spend up to 9 hours and $150 doing their taxes. Now the IRS is trying out a free tax filing service in some states. Adam Rubin is a consumer advocate with the nonprofit Economic Security Project.
It's an interview-based questionnaire, so it's something that people can use on their phones, on their computers, available in English and Spanish, that asks people questions in pretty much plain language, and you fill in the answers, and it fills in the tax form for you.
Thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act, Terry Oley, a consumer advocate, says the software connects lower-income filers to the earned income and child tax credits.
Folks who don't file are disproportionately Black, Latino, Indigenous, headed by a single parent. And so those are the households that often stand to benefit from thousands of dollars in tax credits.
Wisconsin, however, is not one of the 12 states in the pilot program this year. It's 59 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1226. Today's vital statistics are next.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel carries a large selection of appliances, electronics, and home furnishings, including refrigerators, cooktops, oven, ranges, washers, dryers, TVs, living room furniture, bedroom furniture, and much more. If you're looking for appliances, electronics, or home furnishings in the area, be sure to shop at Krogan's Do It Best. Shop local. Support your small businesses year-round. Krogan's Do It Best and Rented Center, downtown Boscobel. Best prices, best service, best value.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers a wide selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood at unbeatable prices. With most products featuring their perfected recipes, you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss their fresh take-and-bake pizzas. Conveniently located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, they also specialize in turning your venison into delicious treats. Visit Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor.
It's 59 degrees in Richland Center at 1228. Today is Thursday, April 11th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Donna Joy Elliott, 70 of Richland Center, died April 3rd. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 1230 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 1230. Donna Elliott is survived by her husband, Pat, three children, Rochelle Elliott, Derek Elliott, and Emily and Jeff Martin, three grandchildren, three sisters, Joyce and Jim Hipsch, Debbie and Gary Wirtz, and Lori and Reggie Way, two brother-in-laws, Jude and Cindy Elliott, and Doug Faber, sister-in-law Ann Elliott, and numerous nieces and nephews. Donna Joy Elliott, 70 of Richland Center. Wallace Cooper and Elliott will be closed all day Friday to allow staff to attend the services. Brian W. Bender, 40 of Woodman, died Friday following a battle with brain cancer. Funeral services will be held Friday at 5 at the Boscobel Bowling Banquet. A private family burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet Friday from noon until the time of service at 5. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Brian Bender Benefit or the Brian Bender Agricultural Scholarship Fund. The Kendall Funeral Service is assisting the family. Brian Bender is survived by his wife, Kelly, two daughters, Danny and Cody, his parents, Lyle and Judy Bender of Boscobel, two sisters, Jennifer and Duke L. of Spooner and Bridget Bender of Boscobel, a brother, Chuck Loomis of Texas, his paternal grandmother, Elaine Bender of Woodman, his mother-in-law, Jennifer and Dan Carey of Highland, his father-in-law, Craig Ramsden of Muscadet, two sisters-in-law, Brenna Ramsden and Ole Moss of Phoenix, Arizona, and Kate Ramsden of Madison. His godson, godparents, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and other friends. Brian W. Bender, 40, of Woodman. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville, died March 30th at home. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Jim Bennett is survived by his parents, Ken and Nancy, siblings Jeremy and Susie Bennett of Chaseburg, Jeff and Pappy Bennett of Ithaca, and Christine and Sean Connor of Luana, Iowa. Many aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and special neighbors, Rick and Karen Pauls. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville. Leonard E. Speary, 83, of Boscobel, died Saturday unexpectedly at Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local military honors unit will provide graveside rites at the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Leonard Speary include four children, Randy and Leslie Speary of Spring Green, Gary and Mary Speary of Medford, Michael and Sheila Speary of Blue River, and Joy and Paul Cream of Adelaide, Australia. Grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nine siblings, Thomas and Patty Speary, Gina Stein, Marge Edwards, Paul and Mary Speary, David and Barbara Speary, Sherry and Harold Rupp, Connie and George Hill, Bill Speary, and Steve and Jung Speary. Leonard E. Speary, 83, of Boscobel. Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet, died April 3rd. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club. Burial will be held in St. Malachi's Catholic Cemetery, Clyde, at a later date. The family requests no flowers, but donations may be directed to a charity of your choice in the greater Muscadet area or a veterans organization. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Dennis Brown is survived by his wife, Suzanne, three children, Sarah Brown, John Brown, and Patrick Brown, and five grandchildren. Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet. Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center, died January 10th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 2 at Sportsman's Lounge in Muscadet. Memorials may be directed to a Grace Hospice Care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Janine Young is survived by her daughter, Leah Spellman and Abiyu Rose of St. Paul, Minnesota. Three siblings, Shannon and Jeff Brownlee of Boscobel, Bruce and June Young of Blue River, and Leanne Bender Laufenberg and Ronnie Opie Hasberg of Muscadet. Aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, great-nieces, great-nephews, and many other relatives and friends. Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center. Thomas Rand, 75, of Reedsburg and formerly of Richland Center, died Monday at our house in Reedsburg. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Military rites will be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Tom Rand is survived by his wife of more than 52 years, Jackie, two children, Scott and Jen, a granddaughter, two sisters, Sue and Mary, and a brother, Paul Marty. Thomas Rann, 75, of Reedsburg and formerly of Richland Center. Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 20th, from 10 until 1 at the Pratt Community Hall, with a time of sharing at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Judy Nicholas is survived by her children, James Carlisle of Washington, Pennsylvania, Jody and Chad Hines of Richland Center, and Raymond and Shannon Carlisle Jr. of Reedsburg. Stepchildren, James Moore, Lisa Litton, Dawn and Eric Kirshner, all of Washington, Pennsylvania, and Raylin and Jerry Marshall of West Virginia. 11 grandchildren, many step-grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, a sister, Gail DeVere of Oakdale, Pennsylvania, special friend, Caroline Scotty Moore of Washington, Pennsylvania, nieces, nephews, many other relatives and friends. Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. As a reminder, of course, with Severe Weather Awareness Week, we have the statewide tornado drill today at 1:45 this afternoon, again at 6:45 p.m., so don't be surprised if your sirens may go off or your tones alert on your phones and whatnot. Otherwise, no violent weather in our forecast, just a little bit unsettled. We have a disturbance dropping in from Minnesota and Iowa, which will likely generate some scattered showers around here this afternoon, maybe a stray thunderstorm. Rain amounts for the most part generally a few tenths of an inch or less. Dry air will punch in later tonight with gusty northwest winds, and that should bring us some sunshine for tomorrow. Temperatures relatively seasonal. Warmer conditions pouring in for the weekend with more of a south to southwest wind flow. So feeling very, very nice out there. Temperatures could reach the 70 degree mark, maybe higher on Sunday. We are anticipating another weather system to move in though. As we get into late Monday and Tuesday of next week, that could deliver lots of wind, quite a bit of rain rainfall, even some thunderstorms, to the upper Midwest. So the rest of today, mostly cloudy with scattered showers gradually increasing throughout the afternoon. Possibly a few rumbles of thunder, high at 63, northwest wind 5 to 13. Tonight, scattered showers ending around midnight, breezy with partial clearing late, low temperature 42, northwest wind at 10 to 20. Friday, gradual clearing, breezy and seasonal, high at 59 degrees, northwest wind 12 to 24. Friday night, clear and cool with a bit of frost possible, low temperature 34. Saturday, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 70. Sunday, warm with lots of sunshine, low 50, high 76. Monday, partly or mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of spotty showers, especially by midday, high at 72. Tuesday, windy with rain and thunderstorms, diminishing late, high 68. Wednesday, still a chance of a scattered shower, high 68. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently partly sunny and 60 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 69, our low this morning was 41. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 60. The record high for this date was set in 1977 at 84 degrees. The record low 9 was set in 1973. Last year's high was 78 with a low of 44. Sunset tonight will be at 7:39 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:25. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm. The barometer is down to 29.60, and we did receive 4/100ths of an inch of rain so far today. It's currently up to 61 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
In the fight against hunger, women farmers could move the needle if they had a little help. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
In this International Year of the Woman Farmer, a global hunger initiative known as Feed the Future is advocating on behalf of women farmers globally. It's a mix of governments, nonprofits, and private enterprise. Dina Esposito works for USAID, a government agency, and with Feed the Future.
In the last decade, where Feed the Future has worked, we see poverty, hunger, and child stunting declining by 20 to 25%. children's diets improved, clear evidence on women's empowerment through access to resources and household decision making. All of this in spite of the shocks and stresses and in spite of a growing population.
Esposito referred to a couple of recent reports from the United Nations showing how men and women farmers are treated differently.
The data is not just interesting and compelling, but it should make us all mad. I mean, really mad. Let's get a little bit under our skin to commit ourselves to say, this is not just the right thing to do, it's the smart thing to do. 45 million fewer people would not be hungry if women had just the same access to resources as men in the agri-food system. Not more, just the same.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Farm Bill Focus. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A member of the House Agriculture Committee expects movement on the Farm Bill in the coming weeks. Iowa Republican Randy Feenstra says he has full confidence in Chair G.T. Thompson.
We're waiting for that CBO score or how much this bill is going to cost. We're hoping to have that in March. That hasn't happened. So we're hoping that mid-April that we can get this to the committee and get it passed through the committee and then obviously onto the floor maybe in May.
Senate Ag Committee member Tina Smith, a Democrat from Minnesota, tells Brownfield she's concerned the House version of the Farm Bill won't be bipartisan.
We are aware that the House committee looks like they might be getting ready to mark up a bill. My best information right now is that that isn't a bipartisan bill, which of course makes it a lot harder to move forward, but at least there's some discussion of getting to markup.
She says in both chambers, there's bipartisan agreement on a lot of farm bill issues, but the major sticking points remain funding for the nutrition, conservation, and commodity titles. A South Central Minnesota farmer says an early planting window is opening. Tim Weibel grows corn and soybeans near Cortland, where some light rain is forecast today.
And after the rain moves through, it looks like it's going to be a few nice days of weather. And right now, it's a little muddy yet in our fields. And when I say muddy, it's a matter of just a day of sunshine and a little bit of a breeze, and we'd be ready to go. And I think the field conditions should be excellent to get the crop in.
South Central Iowa farmer Randy Miller tells Brownfield activity began this week with warmer temperatures.
We're still early, but when the weather's nice, you want to try it and kind of get started.
Ohio State University soybean agronomist Laura Lindsay tells Brownfield wet conditions have stalled many plans for early planting in the east.
I'm cautiously optimistic. Maybe we can plant next week.
The Commodity Futures Trading Commission's Ag Advisory Committee is taking a deeper dive into ag lending and the commodity markets today. Brownfield's Kara Hart has this report ahead of the Ag Commodity Futures Conference in Overland Park, Kansas.
The Commodity Futures Trading Commission's job is to keep the markets fair. And in this morning's meeting, the CFTC has covered options, growth, and ag markets and had a robust discussion on ag lending. Soon, the Ag Commodity Futures Conference begins, and there will be more discussion about fairness in the ag commodity markets, and we'll get a trade update from U.S. Trade Representative Doug McCaleb. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Brazil's equivalent of the USDA has made more cuts to their domestic corn and soybean crop estimates. CONAB now has soybeans down more than 5% from a year ago, and the second crop corn estimate is 2% lower than a month ago and 16% below a year ago. And U.S. corn export sales hit a marketing year low last week. The USDA says that new low, just over the halfway point of the marketing year, followed a significant cancellation by unknown destinations. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly Livestock Market Update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly Livestock Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle trade remains quiet and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade remains relatively quiet. Bids have surfaced in Texas at $180 to $181 live and in Nebraska at $293 to $295 stressed. Asking prices are at $186 live in the south and $295 to $297 dressed in the north. There's only been some scattered business take place throughout the week. Look for packer inquiry and business to pick up before the end of the day Friday. Box beef is higher at midday on good demand for solid offerings. Choice up 42 cents at $298.65. Select is $1.11 higher at $297.13. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, the best test was on steers 800 to 949 pounds, which were mostly steady. The best test on heifers was 700 to 749 pounds, which were $4 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate to good for feeders, depending on flesh condition. Backgrounding and grass-type cattle continued to see very good demand. Quality varied, but mostly were average to attractive. Receipts were down on the week and the year, and feeder supply included 73% steers, and 92% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 803 to 848 pounds, brought $247.75 to $264.50. Feeder steers 903 to 941 pounds, brought $230.50 to $233. Medium and large one feeder heifer 673 to 694 pounds, brought $256.50 to $266. Cash hogs are lower at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Processors didn't have to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork continues to be a bright spot, and this week's export sales report showed another strong week as net sales were up 65% from a week ago. The industry also continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Bears and gilt at the National Daily Direct are down $1.30 with a weighted average of $88.23. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $55. And pork values are higher at midday, up 86 cents at $101.11. Bellies, picnics, and ribs were sharply higher. Butts, loins, and hams were lower to sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitec and Veltima fungicide.
On the soybeans, we use some Revitec, and the Veltima mainly on the corn. Veltima and Revitec are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now. So we want to thank you and BASF for the opportunity. And
yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. There's a lot of different research trials and studies and a lot of different fungicides out there. And sometimes you get what you pay for in those. But, you know, we're willing to put a good investment in our fungicide because we believe it'll provide the best ROI for us. It's really fun to watch the field come off. And I know Dad noticed it in the combine.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to RevXfields.com.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Thursday, April 11th, Walsh's in Richland Center and Muscadet is having a sale on all steel products. Right now, the MS-170 and the 162 chainsaw are $179.99, and the FS-A57 trimmer is $149.99. And on that day only, All chainsaws and trimmers are 5% off and 10% off on all steel accessories. And one more great deal is bring in your chainsaw chains and we will sharpen them for only $1 each. That's right, $1. And new chains are still buy one and get the next one half off. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get your steel products. And as always, thank you and we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle are mostly higher, hogs are up. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines, the highest performing corn, featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are modestly lower on fund and technical selling, along with the lower move in bean oil, which is down on losses in crude oil. The USDA raised U.S. ending stocks, mostly on slower export demand, and left production unchanged for Argentina and Brazil. CONAB did cut its guess for Brazil's crop due to weather issues impacting yields. May beans are down 1.25 at 1163 and a half. July's 1.75 lower at 1176 and a quarter. May bean meal's up $3.40 at $3.34.30. May soybean oil's down 112 points at $46.47. Corn's lower. U.S. ending stocks were down on the month thanks to feed and fuel use expectations. The USDA's crop guess for Brazil was steady while Argentina got slightly lower. CONAB also lowered its guess for Brazil's corn crop today. May's 4.75 lower at 429.5. July's down 3.75 at 442. And wheat's lower. U.S. wheat ending stocks are above a month ago on a cut in feed demand with minimal changes to the global numbers. May Chicago's down 8 at 550.5. May Kansas City's 9.75 lower at 584.75. May Minneapolis is down 11 at 640.75. Live cattle are mostly higher and feeders are up, getting ready for widespread direct business. Packer inquiry has improved, but widespread trade might still wait until tomorrow. June live's up 85 at 173.70. August is 45 higher at 171.10. May feeders up $1.25 at 237.77. And with pork higher at midday and a strong week for export sales, June hogs are up 32 at 105.87. July lean's 25 higher at 107.75. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. Now I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
What matters most to consumers? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. A recent survey from Purdue University says when it comes to buying habits, consumers say taste is still the top priority. Joe Balactis is an ag economist for the Center for Food Demand Analysis and Sustainability.
By far is the most important. Affordability or price
is a close second. And then after that, it's nutrition. Way down the line, it's not off the radar altogether, but about as a third as important as taste is environmental sustainability and or social sustainability. Both of those are the third is important according to our survey. Our respondents tell us that those things are about a third as important as taste.
And when it comes to the price aspect, Biloxis says things are looking up.
Grocery prices were flat from February to March. Food price inflation year over year, March to March, ending in March 2024, was 2.2%. So grocery price inflation, I feel like the last few months indicating that the worst is behind us.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.